Okay, so we're talking entry doors today, and specifically for Canadian homes. Now, when I think entry door, I'm usually just thinking about how it looks, but this article really dives into why that's not enough, especially up here.
Right? It's not just a cosmetic decision. In Canada, with our bonkers temperature swings, we're talking negative 40 to positive 30 Celsius, your door is working harder than you can imagine. It's about keeping the heat in, the cold out, and making sure it actually lasts.
Yeah, I make a really good point about Florida homeowners not having to worry about half the stuff we do. Like UV bouncing off snow for 6 months, that's a real factor for door longevity.
Totally. So the article breaks down the three main materials: steel, fiberglass, and wood. Each has its pros and cons, which is super helpful.
Let's start with steel. It's the most affordable, typically $600 to $1,500 installed. Strong, good security, and handles our climate well. But there's a big caveat: the thermal break.
Oh, absolutely. Without a proper thermal break, that steel slab is just going to conduct cold straight through, leading to frost on the inside. Nobody wants that. Good steel doors have a foam core and a thermal break in the frame, which is key.
But the downsides are real too. Steel dents, like if you're moving furniture or your kid's bike hits it, you're gonna see it. And in wet climates like Vancouver, lower quality steel can rust if the paint gets scratched.
That brings us to fiberglass, which the article calls the premium choice for most Canadian homes. It's pricier upfront, $1,200 to $3,000 installed, but it sounds like it pays off in the long run.
It really does. A good fiberglass door with a foam core hits R5 to R8 for insulation, won't warp or crack in the cold, and crucially, won't dent. You can even get it finished to look like real wood grain, which is a nice aesthetic touch without the hassle.
And the maintenance is minimal. It handles those huge temperature swings, like Calgary going from negative 35 to positive 30, much better than steel or wood because it doesn't expand and contract as much. So better long-term value.
Then there's wood. Beautiful, yes, but it's also a maintenance commitment that most Canadian homeowners underestimate, according to the article. It swells, it contracts, it warps, it cracks. It's an R2 to R3, the lowest insulation of the three.
Yeah, unless you have a covered porch protecting it from the elements, or you're doing a heritage restoration and want that authentic look. Wood is just not the practical choice for most fully exposed entry doors in Canada. It's high maintenance for lower performance.
Moving on to energy efficiency, because an R value on the slab isn't the whole story. The installation quality is huge. They talk about making sure you have a foam core, not air-filled. That foam core insulates significantly better.
And that thermal break in the frame, especially for steel doors, is critical for stopping cold transfer. Then there's triple point locking. This isn't just for security, it actually compresses the weather stripping along the full perimeter, giving you a much better seal against the cold.
That's a game changer. I never thought about a lock improving insulation. An ENERGY STAR certification is not just a badge here. It actually means something for Canadian climate zones. On security, the article makes a great point. Most break-ins are about kicking the door in at the deadbolt, not lockpicking. So the hardware and reinforcement around the lock area matter more than the lock brand itself.
Exactly. A three-point locking system anchors the door at the top, middle, and bottom, making kick-ins much harder. And steel reinforcement around the lock, with a long throw deadbolt into a reinforced steel strike plate with 3-inch screws, that's what you want.
It's interesting because people assume fiberglass is weaker, but with a quality three-point lock and reinforced area, it's very difficult to kick in. The quote from Trevor Baines, the contractor, really puts it in perspective. A $300 reinforcement kit matters more than spending $1,000 more on the door itself.
That's a fantastic insight. It shifts your focus from just the door material to the whole system. As for costs, a standard steel door installed is $600 to $1,500. Premium steel with thermal break is $1,000 to $2,000. Fiberglass is $1,200 to $3,000, and wood is $1,800 to $5,000 plus.
And remember, those prices are for a standard single entry door. Sidelights and transoms add more, and any non-standard rough opening or existing rot will definitely increase the cost. Always get an itemized quote.
Absolutely. Style is where you personalize it. Match your architecture. A modern flush door on a contemporary home, raised panel for heritage. Black is popular right now, but bold reds and navies work well with lighter exteriors. Lighter accents for darker homes.
One important note about color. Very dark colors on fiberglass doors in exposed south-facing locations can accelerate wear on cheaper paint finishes due to surface heat. Quality factory finishes handle this fine, but cheap aftermarket paint, not so much.
And if you're getting glass in the door, make sure it's low E, double pane at a minimum. Triple pane is even better for our climate. Check the seal quality on decorative glass units, as cheap ones fail faster.
So, should you replace your door and frame together? The answer is almost always yes. An old frame can have rot or air leaks that a new door alone won't fix. It's about the whole door unit for proper performance.
And don't try to install an entry door yourself in Canada, unless you're a pro. A poorly fitted door means air leaks, moisture, and can even void your warranty. Especially in places like Alberta and Manitoba, professional installation with proper insulation is vital.
Great advice. This article really highlights that an entry door in Canada is a complex system, not just a slab of material. Focusing on thermal breaks, foam cores, multi-point locks, and professional installation will save you a lot of headaches and money on heating bills in the long run.